7 days since the Texas mass school shooting, and you may not need or want to hear another word on the topic. The intent of these 2 minutes is neither to repeat the facts nor to promote further division. Seems the most difficult challenges we face today cannot be discussed without breaking down to a political confrontation of extreme views. The consuming emotions of grief, anger, fear, and frustration move us to quick disagreement and the dismissal of proposed solutions rather than advancing with action on multiple fronts. I hear one common thread in the response from elected officials, law enforcement, reporters, and the person on the street. Most include the word prayer. Hold them in your prayers. Pray for the families. We need your prayers. In the aftermath of violence or disaster, when words are inadequate to bring comfort and other efforts have proven ineffective, we then are permitted to speak words of prayer. Why does it take a tragedy to invite God into the solution? Or do I make an invalid assumption that requests for prayer are looking for God to intervene? Is there another interpretation of prayer? Is it just nice thoughts with a moment of silence? Or does all prayer yield control, submit to a higher power? Why do so many call for prayer in catastrophic times, yet prohibit prayer in all forms of daily public life? Can we agree the solution to these challenges requires more than laws and science? Many believe God is waiting to be included, included beyond a quick prayer, included beyond 2 minutes more.